Macmillan Audio presents Gigged, The End of the Job and the Future of Work by Sarah Kessler. Read for you by Hilary Huber. Preface. When I first heard about the future of work in 2011, I was working as a reporter at a tech blog, a job that involved wading through an endless stream of startup pitches. This future, dozens of young entrepreneurs explained to me, didn't involve jobs. Nobody liked jobs. The boredom, the rigid structure, the obedience. What the world really needed were gigs. The pitch came in different versions. Some startups had created e-commerce stores for labor. Small businesses and Fortune 500 companies alike could sift through worker profiles by skill and hire them on a project-by-project basis. Other startups worked more like dispatchers. Drivers, dog walkers, and errand runners could get notifications on their phones when a job became available and choose to either accept it or reject it. A small handful of companies had taken a third approach, breaking work into tiny tasks that took only minutes and paid only cents. They assigned online crowds of people to work on large, tedious projects, like transcribing audio tapes or checking to make sure the grocery stores across the country remembered to put a certain brand of cola in a prime location. The rise of these new apps, their founder has assured me,